So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel listed Oivi Adoini, different forms of sorcery, as liable for skila stoning, and our Mishnah now elaborates. Zakta Mishnah Baal Oiv ze pisem hamedaber mishache. Baal Oiv refers to one who raises the dead and has them speak from his armpit. V'yadoini ze hamedaber befev, and as the Brisa on Amud Beis explains, yadoini ze hamaniach etzim yadua befev v'hu medaber me'elav. Yadoini refers to one who places in his mouth a bone from an animal called yadua and it speaks to him. The Mishnah rules hare'elu b'skila v'hanishal behem b'azhar. One who practices these forms of sorcery is liable for stoning, and one who avails himself of their services and asks them to divine the future transgresses a lav. The Gemara asks, Maishna hocha diktoni ba'loiv yidoini, u'maishna gabi krisis diktoni ba'loiv v'shari liyidoini. Ba'loiv yidoini are both liable for skila and karas. Why does our Mishnah regarding skila list both ba'loiv and yidoini, while the Mishnah mesechtes krisis regarding karas lists only ba'loiv and the mitz yidoini? The Gemara offers two answers for why Mishnah increases does not list the Yidoini. Every prohibition listed in the Mishnah increases is liable for a separate karma chatas, even if they were all committed during one period of unawareness. However, Baal Oiv Yidoini only bring two karbanas if they were done separately, but if they were both done in one period of unawareness, they only bring one karban because they are both included in the same lav. Therefore, both are not listed. And the Mishnah listed Baal Oiv rather than Yidoini because Pasach Vekra, the Torah, mentions it first. The Mishnah increases does not list the Yidoini because a Yidoini does not bring a Karban Chatas since it involves no action. And Rashi explains, putting the bone in his mouth is only a preparatory act, but while he performs the sorcery itself, there is no action involved, it speaks by itself. Yechon, on the other hand, holds that a Yidoini does bring a Karma Chatas because Masnit increases Rabbi Kiva hi, Rabbi Kiva loy boi maisa. The Mishnah increases reflects the opinion of Rabbi Kiva who does not require any action, and so this cannot be the reason for the omission. Shlakish, however, answers, Nehid le boi Rabbi Kiva maisa rabba maisa zut de boi. Although one is liable for a Karma Chatas even without performing a major action, but a minor action is required to be liable. Therefore, Yidoini, which involves no action at all, is not liable for a Karma Chatas. So we have a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish whether a Yidoini brings a karban chatas according to Rabbi Kiva. Rish Lakish holds pater because Rabbi Kiva requires at least a maisa zuta, and Yidoini does no maisa at all. Rabbi Yechon holds chayiv because he holds that Rabbi Kiva does not require even a maisa zuta. Now the Mishnah increases is actually where we see that Rabbi Kiva loy boy maisa. The Mishnah there lists megadiv a blasphemer in which there is a machlekes. The Tanakama who is Rabbi Kiva lists megadiv among all the others that are chayiv chatas. The Chacham hold that Megadiv is Pater Mechatas because blaspheming is not considered an action. Now, according to Rish Lakish, the Machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Kiva holds Chayiv Chatas because Akima Sfasav Hava Maisa. The act of speaking is considered a Maisa Zuta and is sufficient to be liable. And the Rabban hold Pater Mechatas because a Maisa Zuta is not sufficient to be liable. Rabbi Yechon, however, holds that Megadiv is not considered a Maisa because Hoyal B'Yeshna B'Lev. Blasphemy is primarily a sin of the heart, and the action is secondary. As Rashi explains, Iker chiv habol of toli b'leiv, shemiskam levarach Hashem, shafil mevarachas Hashem kol hayom, ve'im b'libe klap b'mayla, einem eschayiv. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yechon, the machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Kiva holds chayiv chatas because leiboi maisa. A maisa is not required to be liable. And the Rabban hold pater mechatas because a maisa is required to be liable. The Gemara then proceeds to discuss Baal Oiv, which is also listed in the Mishnah increases. And the Chum there agreed that a Baal Oiv is Chayiv Chatas. And the Gemara asks, Baal Oiv, my Maisik, what action is performed by the Baal Oiv? And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva can be understood as follows. A Baal Oiv is Chayiv Chatas, according to Rish Lakish, because Hakashas Zro'esav have a Maisa. The act of clapping his hands during the ritual is a Maisa Zuta and sufficient. According to Rabbi Yechanan, who does not differentiate between Maisa Rabba or Maisa Zuta, the reason is because Leiboy Maisa. Rabbi Kiva does not require a Maisa at all. And the Rabban also agreed that a Baal Oiv is Chayiv Chatas because according to both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, the Mishnah is referring to B'mekater L'chaber, one who burns Ketairis to summon the Shedim Beruches, which is certainly a Maisa Rabba. Now, there is another Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, regarding the following Braisa. Ein L'chayiv Ela al Dabar Sheyesh Bei Maisa, Kegen Zibuach, Kitur B'nisuch V'shtachavo. One is only liable for Avodah Zarah that involves an action such as slaughtering, burning, pouring, or bowing. Shlakish says, Man tanish tachavah, Rabbi Kiva hi da'am aloi be'in a maisa. This price reflects the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who does not require a maisa rabbi because bowing is considered merely a maisa zuta. But according to the Rabbanan, one is pata for shtachavah. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that this price is also in accordance with Rabbanan, because kafifas kaimasei l'Rabban have a ma'isa. The Rabbanan agree that bending one's body is considered a ma'isa rabba, a significant action, and so the price reflects their opinion as well that one is chayav for ishtachava. The Gemara now cites several brises that explain various related prohibitions. Dairish lemesim zehamar v'atzmen b'hoylich v'lam b'beis hakvaris kadesh atisha lo ruach tumah. One who seeks the dead refers to one who stays in a graveyard overnight so that a spirit of impurity should rest in him, i.e. the shade from the graveyard will help him with his sorcery. Ma'inin, the brises cites several explanations of this term. This refers to one who performs sorcery by passing seven samples of zera over his eyes. This refers to one who creates an illusion that he can perform supernatural feats. This refers to one who calculates whether certain times are auspicious or not, such as he says, today is an opportune time to depart, or tomorrow is an opportune time to make purchases. Menachish. This refers to one who predicts harmful events by interpreting omens, such as Ha'imer, Pitoi nafl mipiv, Makloi nafl miyadai. His bread fell from his mouth, or his stick fell from his hand. Benoi karlo me'acharav, Oriv karloi. His son called him from behind, or raven called to him. Tzvi hifzika bederech, Nachash mimine b'shol mismailai. A deer crossed his path, or he encountered a snake on his right, or a fox on his left.